Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you and worship you for this beautiful day, this beautiful word, the word of the living God. I am so grateful for this magnificent book. Lord, I ask you to bless it today as we speak your words. I ask you to help us reveal to us the truth of the word of God as who we are, children of the King, children that's supposed to be about your business and seeing you do the great and mighty things you do. Now, Father, I want to thank you for the word. Bless it as we teach it today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're teaching on confession and that you shall possess whatever you confess from the Word of God, because it is very, very clearly marked in the Word of God that that's what Jesus said. We pray for a lot of things that we don't have to pray for because they already been given to us just by becoming children of the Lord. In fact, everything we'll ever need has already been given to us. All we got to do is take it away from the devil by force with "it is written." When you learn that as a son of God, that you've been given all power and all authority over the devil, and he has to be subject to you, and when you've learned these promises, which are always yes and amen for all of God's obedient children, when you walk in faith and when you walk in love, well, then it'll change the way you do business. It did me. Now then, yesterday we talked about Matthew 18, 19, and 20, which is an awesome promise that if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask him for, it shall be done for us by our Father in heaven. I could even tell you the things I've seen the Lord do with that one promise right there. Well, we talked about that one yesterday. We're going to move on up a few chapters in Matthew to 21. From Matthew 18 to Matthew 21. We're going to start at verse 21. Matthew 21, 21. This makes it extremely easy to find this verse because it's Matthew 21, 21. The other one, you can find it because it's Matthew 18 and then verse 19. So you can always remember Matthew 18, 19. One of the great promises. And then this one is Matthew 21, 21. So I want you to listen to what Matthew 21, 21 says. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, if you have faith." Now, this is a secret. If you have faith. Now, if you don't have faith, don't have any trust in the Word of God, then you won't be able to do these things. But he said, if you have faith and doubt not. Now, that's very difficult to do when you first start out, because the devil will, he'll work on your heart, your mind, especially your mind, and he'll remind you of all the bad things you've done all your life. He'll remind you of who you are not, but God will remind you by the Holy Spirit of who you are. And once you become a son of God, you're a new creature in Christ, and the old man's dead. So you can do great and mighty things if you only believe these things. But Jesus said in Matthew 21, 21, "If you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree." Well, now, what did he do to the fig tree? When you come back and read that and research that in Matthew 21, you'll find out that Jesus spoke to a fig tree and cursed it, and it died from the roots up. Completely, totally died. Now then, Jesus says, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea," it shall be done. Now, that's a pretty awesome statement. He's trying to tell us who we are and what we can do in the name of Jesus. But if you're like I was, especially the first 45 years of my life, I never dreamed that I could do these kind of things. But now then, as I have read the Word of God over and over and over and over, these things are becoming a revelation to me, and when I act on them, I get to see the Lord do great and mighty things. Just great. And verse 21, Matthew 21, 22, says, "And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Isn't that an awesome statement? And all things. Now, this is to the obedient children. God's obedient children. "And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now then, these mighty promises, if they didn't have something to qualify them, then anybody could ask and get anything they wanted. But the Lord says that you must have faith. If you have faith, now what is it that makes faith work? It's love. If you're not walking in love, your faith will not work. Now then, if you're walking in the God kind of love, then you won't ever ask for anything stupid. You'll only ask for things that would be pleasing to God. You would never go out and say, Lord, if I can ask for anything, then I ask you to let me win the lottery. Well, let me tell you, as a child of God, you shouldn't be putting your faith in the lottery. That's gambling. You should never buy a lottery ticket in your life. No child of God should ever gamble. They should not waste their money gambling any way, any how. You need to do something for Jesus. But don't be wasting your money gambling. Because if you do, then you are not walking in love, and you will not be able to walk in faith. But Jesus said you have the freedom to live there if you want to. So if you want to walk in that and be cheated out of all your money, go ahead. But I have never invested a penny, not one time, in a lottery ticket, and I never will. And it says in verse 22, as he said, if you have faith, in other words, if you're walking in love and you have faith, and he said, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Isn't that amazing? Quite an awesome promise. Now Matthew 14. Let's go to Matthew 14, start verse 29. And he said, come. Now what this story is, was one morning in the wee hours of the morning, the disciples were out on the Sea of Galilee, and a storm came up. The sea had got pretty rough, and these guys are just trying to get across or wait for daylight or something, when all of a sudden, in the lightning and everything, they looked up and they saw a man walking on those waves. Now, that would be a little frightful, because that's not a normal thing that you see on any given day out on the sea. But they saw this man, and he was a man, too. He was Jesus, all right, but he was fully man, and he was walking on the water. And when Peter saw that, he said, Lord, if that's really you, let me come to you on the water. And this is where our scripture starts out here in Matthew 14:29. So Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, let me tell you, when's the last time you walked on water? Well, let me tell you, I have never walked on water. I have seen or heard of a few men that say they have walked on water, but I have never tried it, so I guess my faith is not anywhere close to where it needs to be. But Jesus told Peter, come. And so Peter stepped out of the boat, and he walked out there on the water. Now, remember, he is walking on the water. Now, I can assure you, the devil don't like what he's seeing. I can assure you he is right there watching Peter. He's going to do everything he can to do something to stop him from walking on this water. Let me tell you, if he don't stop him, in a little while he's going to have all those disciples out there walking on that water, and then the devil's going to be in real trouble when people really get a hold of what they can do in the name of Jesus. Now then, you can learn it anyway, even with the devil lying to you. You can still learn these things. It just takes a little more intensity. But when you get deeply involved in the Word of God, begin to learn who the enemy is, you can take care of him. You can kick him out. And you can ask the Father in Jesus' name to reveal this scripture to you, and he will. And you'll get great revelation. But anyway, in Matthew 12:30, it says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, what do you think the devil did? I mean, he stirred up those winds and waves more than he ever had even thought about before, because he is the prince of the power of the air. So he has demons out there that are stirring up that wind and that waves. And then it says, and so he was afraid. Now, the very minute that fear comes into your heart, the Word of God says, Jesus says, I did not give you the spirit of fear, but of love, joy, and a sound mind. So if you have a spirit of fear, guess where it's coming from? From the devil. It is not coming from God. You need to stand your ground. Don't let the devil do it to you. But Jesus, whenever he told Peter to come to him, Peter did. But when Peter saw the wind and that it was so boisterous or so high, so fast, the waves were so big, he began to become afraid. He was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Now then, yes, he did walk on the water. Yes, he was afraid. Well, I guess we can't condemn him because I've not walked on the water yet. I do know of a few people that say they have done it, but I've not seen them do it. But I believe they can. I believe I can. Under certain conditions, I believe that my faith could get to the point where I could walk on liquid water. So Jesus let Peter walk on it, so he's no respecter of persons. Yours and my faith gets to that level, we will be able to walk on water. Praise God. Jesus told Peter, and after Jesus cried, Peter cried out to Jesus, Lord, save me. It says, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Isn't that amazing? O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Jesus wanted him to walk on the water. Peter wanted to walk on the water. In fact, Peter did walk on the water for a very short period of time. But it just goes to show you that when your faith begins to waver, when that faith wavers, that spirit of fear from the enemy, that beast comes to attack you, and he'll do everything he can to keep you in a state of fear so your faith cannot work. And Mark 11:22, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now this means absolute trust. If you have absolute trust in God's word, in verse 23, so verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say, now whosoever, that's you and me, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Is that awesome? You'll have whatever you say. We'll talk about this some more tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like entire teachings on DVD, audio, video, cassette, whatever, of these teachings or many other teachings we've done, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can listen to our radio programs again, or you can order these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.